Does D.C. have a problem with Hollywood and vice versa? The Washington Business Journal reporting that the popular Netflix series House of Cards had planned to film a fictitious presidential motorcade going around the mall earlier this month, but then Police Chief Kathy Lanier pulled the permits.
Joining us to talk more about this is Michael Niebauer, economic development reporter with the Journal. Good evening, Michael.
Good evening.
What is the problem here? This was a fake motorcade.
Right, a fake motorcade for a production that primarily films in Maryland. They came down to D.C. to just get your setup shots, your scenes, your National Mall. They wanted to do a loop around the mall, get the motorcade, and discussions ahead of the Saturday, August 3rd shooting with the police department ended up with the police department pulling the permits and saying, you can't do this.
So they went ahead and went on up to Baltimore, almost thumbing their noses at us here in the district. What was behind that?
Right. Well, I mean, they're already primarily filming up in the Baltimore area. So they called the Baltimore Film Office and said, look, we're having this problem. Can you fix it? And Baltimore fixed it immediately. They shot it immediately. They got the Baltimore police to run an escort. And Baltimore will stand in for D.C. on House of Cards, just as it's been doing since the show started.
You got an email when you asked the police department about why this happened. What did they say?
It was bizarre, to be honest with you. They said that the Metropolitan Police Department is not the lead agency on presidential motorcades, and they didn't want to be portrayed as such on House of Cards. And now, of course, this was not the first motorcade that was going to film in D.C. There have been many others in the past, and it's strange. No one was going to mistake D.C. for the Secret Service, I guess, is what they were saying. And in fact, they asked the House of Cards production team to get permission from the Secret Service to film. They got that. Secret Service says, this has nothing to do with us. And they got that, and D.C. still pulled the permit. So it didn't even matter in the end.
But it was a fake motorcade all along.
Right, a fake motorcade, presidential or vice presidential. We don't know for certain what they were going to be shooting. But it's, maybe there's more to this that D.C. police won't talk about. Maybe this was about liability. Maybe D.C. just didn't want to invest the resources. House of Cards was going to pay thousands of dollars to put 10 extra police officers on the motorcade route to make sure it was safe. We remember back in October 2010 when there was a police car that drove onto the closed set of Transformers 3 and crashed into the Autobot Bumblebee car, causing an accident. Maybe that's still fresh in their minds. I don't know, but this is strange, and it's not helping DC's reputation with Hollywood, which is already weak to begin with.
So the district has an office of film, presumably to sort of pave those roads. Is there bad blood between Hollywood and DC, and if there is, why?
I don't know if it's bad blood. It's more about how difficult it is to film here, and DC's film office hasn't exactly paved the way, as you said. DC's bureaucracy, there's incredible red tape. There's jurisdictional issues. I mean, you have to deal with the police department, the National Park Service, the Capitol Police. Get your permits in line. It's expensive to film here. DC has very few incentives that Maryland offers or Virginia offers to lure the high-end film and television productions here. It's why you haven't had a big-time movie film here in its entirety since Broadcast News in 1987. It's been that long.
Wow. Interesting story. Thank you, Michael Niebauer with the Washington Business Journal.